Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
It's Staycation Destinations on Family Life. We go 67 years ago and much more. Each week, all summer long, we map out a unique opportunity for you to discover somewhere unique in our two states, fairly close to home and affordable. It could be a day trip or a longer tour. I'm Greg Gillespie, and today, our staycation destination is the site of one of the most famous military battles in all of American history.
My name is Michaela Schaefer. I am the Director of Marketing and Development at the Adams County Historical Society and Gettysburg Beyond the Battle Museum, located in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Michaela, I'm intrigued by this museum, which has only opened in the last few months. Tell us about the launching process and what you've accomplished since the doors opened this spring.
Absolutely. So our museum officially opened to the public on April 15th. It is called Gettysburg Beyond the Battle Museum. And it's something that has been in development for a really long time. The Historical Society used to have a small museum in a different location, but we were really looking for a place that we could expand and have an opportunity to show all of the amazing artifacts in our collection. And one of the things we wanted to do is kind of provide a different perspective at our museum. There's so many museums in town that do a great job of covering the battle and that side of things, but we wanted to focus on going beyond the battle and really focus on the civilians and the people that lived here at the time of the battle. So our museum has a big focus on the people that call Gettysburg home, not only during the Battle of Gettysburg, but also prior to that time and after that time.
I love the emphasis that it's not just those days out that Abraham Lincoln memorialized so well, but the whole process of what it was like to live in Civil War times. What do people see when they come to the Beyond the Battle Museum?
We start a little bit further back in time. We start with the natural history of the area. And when visitors walk in, they'll see actually a wall that looks like Devil's Den, which is obviously well known from the battle. And we start there, and we kind of wind through chronologically the history of Gettysburg and the surrounding area. So you'll see the natural history. You'll see some of the Native American archaeology from the area. We have the Revolutionary War, and then we get into the Civil War. And after that, we talk about the aftermath, which is something that not a lot of times is covered quite as thoroughly. People don't realize how horrific it was here for the civilians in the aftermath of the battle. And then we actually do have an exhibit about Lincoln and about his Gettysburg Address, and also some of the civilians that were here during that time and what they were going through during the battle and during Lincoln's visit. And then we end our museum with something a little bit more modern. We talk about some of the local industries, of course, tourism, which developed very heavily after the battle. We also talk about Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, who had a very strong connection to this community. You'll really see a lot here at Beyond the Battle Museum.
I'm intrigued by the President Eisenhower connection. Could you tell us a little bit more about what that president was doing a century after the Battle of Gettysburg?
Yeah, absolutely. President Eisenhower actually became familiar with this area during World War I when he was stationed at Camp Colt. He kind of fell in love with the Gettysburg area, and his wife, Mamie, always loved to come here. And actually, after they retired, they had a farm here in Gettysburg, and they lived on that farm. And both of them were actually well-known faces around town. So it's kind of a really interesting special connection that Gettysburg has to Eisenhower.
We're talking with Michaela Schaefer of the Gettysburg Beyond the Battle Museum. As you have been open since April, give us a little flavor of what guests have really appreciated, what you've seen, if they've written or emailed, if you've talked with them there. What unique things made them go, wow, or aha?
The thing that we have heard the most from guests and visitors to the museum is that they love and really appreciate our Cult in the Crossfire experience. It's actually an immersive experience to try to convey what it was like to be a family caught in the middle of the Battle of Gettysburg.
Our boys are running back through the town. It's awful. There are wounded men in the street.
So we have recreated a home of the time, and guests go in and they hear the family talking and they hear the sounds of the battle around them. We just really wanted to convey to people the impact that this battle had on people.
It's too dangerous. We must stay here. Stay quiet. We can't leave until the soldiers tell us it's clear. There's fighting everywhere.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
We've had many people say they were very moved by the experience. It's something unique that hasn't really been done here before in town. So it just really provides that perspective to the visitors of what it really was like to be here during the battle.
I know you're going to say a lot of different kinds of people would really appreciate this new Beyond the Battle Museum. You obviously have offerings for families with young kids, families with teenagers, couples. Extend the invitation to anybody who wants to come see you.
We really pride ourselves in having a museum that is engaging for all ages. One of the things we wanted to do when we were developing the museum is make sure that there are different aspects of the museum that are interactive for especially the young generation, but it's really applicable to any age. But there are a number of artifacts throughout the museum that are touchable and can be interacted with. Like I mentioned, we have our Cult in the Crossfire experience, but we also have a recreation of a colonial tavern. We have some different artifacts that are hands-on. Some are reproductions, and some of them are actually original artifacts. So there's a little bit of something for everybody. And, you know, there's so many museums that you go to and it's like you can't touch anything, but we wanted to provide an opportunity to kind of do the opposite and be able to touch history, essentially.
Tell us the details about the what's on the bottom of the brochure, the hours, the days.
So we are currently open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we plan on keeping those hours through peak tourism season. We are located just north of Gettysburg, less than a mile from the center of town. We're so excited for people to come out and to see us and get to experience the museum.
The Adams County Historical Society has recently, just this year, opened the Gettysburg Beyond the Battle Museum. Our tour guide, Michaela Schaefer, thank you for giving us the details about this new opportunity to see something special about American history.
Listen each Friday all summer long on the air and online for staycation destinations from Family Life. Hear these features on our news podcast page and check out a bonus tidbit about another unique location with an online side trip suggestion each week on the website. I'm Greg Gillespie. Enjoy your journeys.